Blog Talk Radio.
You know, people always ask me, what's the captain really like? Well, I'm compassionate. I mean, that woman, that Nancy Pelosi, I'm sorry, but I mean, this woman is so dumb. She walks out into the forest and the trees get stupider. I'm understanding.
You just bankrupted the frickin' country! What's the matter with you?
I'm willing to listen.
Oh, you gotta have everybody's point of view. You can't just dismiss other people's point of view.
You don't have a point of view.
I'm intelligent.
Well, I'm glad you educated me on that. See, because I'm stupid. I didn't know that.
Hell, I'm the full meal deal.
Now more than ever before, the people are responsible for the character of their Congress. If that body be ignorant, reckless, and corrupt, it is because the people tolerate ignorance, recklessness, and corruption.
Corruption. Corruption. Corruption.
Until now.
Now. Now. Now.
You feel that?
Welcome back to the program. I am your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise, where we are dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom, regardless of the cost. Remember, shipmates, freedom is not cheap, but we can't afford it. It is tyranny that we cannot afford. You want to be a part of the program today? 646-716-7978. Or you can join the captain's chat room. And as you know, I do my best to peek. I'm getting better. But I'm still not there. But the chat room is for you. I will try to peek. You got a comment? You got a question? You got something to bring to the table? I'm going to do my best to peek and announce it over the air. All right. You know it as well as I do. As long as there is one stinking liberal on planet friggin' Earth, it is a very, 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 very busy news day. Well, let me tell you something, shipmates. Today is absolutely no exception. So we must lift our jib and get this freedom ship underway. Okay, we are officially underway and headed out to sea. Bosun mate, shift colors. Now, before I get to the scuttlebutt of the day, and I've got a lot of scuttlebutts of the day today. Frickin' cops, frickin' government officials. I mean, it just doesn't end. I'm absolutely beside myself. I'm going to do everything I can not to cuss today, but I don't think that I'm going to do it. Something tells me I'm going to be putting thousands and thousands of dollars into the frickin' cuss jar today. This is just there's no excuse for any of this stuff that we're going to talk about today, and I never shut up, so let's get to it. First of all, my home state of Washington. No, not D.C. There was a big, giant mudslide over the weekend. 8 people are dead. There's several people missing. Let's see, it's a rural part of Washington. I know it's about, let's see, it's on Route 530, near a town called Oso. I've never heard of it, O-S-O, 55 miles north of Seattle. All right. It was reported to be about 15 feet deep in mud. Where this mudslide came, I don't know. I don't remember Washington ever being known for mudslides, but mudslides can happen anywhere. You got enough water, mud's going to fly. It's just happened. It's just natural evolution. It just happens. It's just the way it is. It sucks because there's a lot of people that died. There's a lot of people that are still missing. It's an absolute tragedy. These things, you can't ever predict a mudslide. I don't know how to prevent them. You never know when they're going to happen. They're going to happen. Sinkholes happen just out of nowhere. Anyway, it's a tragedy. There's a lot of tragedies going on here today. We still got the Malaysian Airlines are finding bits and pieces all over the place. Whether it's the airplane or not, I don't know. But it looks as though it is. Who knows? So anyway,
on this show, our hearts and prayers goes out to, well, obviously the Malaysian airline families and victims, but to these people in Washington that didn't expect a mudslide. There's 18 people that are still unaccounted for now. Nobody knows where they're at. How are you going to find them? I mean, it's, you know, I hate reading stories like this because I never know what to say. What do you say? What do you say to people? I mean, I don't know what to say. I don't, you know, it sucks. That's about all I can say. I know that's not very professional. I mean, those are great words. Ah, thanks for those great, wonderful words. I feel better now. It sucks. But it is difficult for people to express themselves, especially when, you know, like a friend, they get a, you know, a family member, you know, dies or something. I mean, I'm not very good at that. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. I don't know how to say anything. I just stand there and look like an idiot, and then I try to say something, and they just make myself look like even a bigger idiot. But if you could, if you're a praying kind, pray for these families, pray for these people that are stuck in the mud. Pray for these people on the Malaysian Airlines. Pray for the American people. Just pray for humanity, because that's what we need right now. And speaking of praying for humanity, let's get into the scuttlebutt of the day. I'm going to get a shot of grog here. I'm telling you, I'm not in a very good mood today at all. Frickin' coward cops, they're at it again. First thing out of the box, if you don't start kissing their ass, well, they start shooting at you. Well, you want somebody to kiss your ass, cop? Give them a reason to. Then they'll kiss your ass. But let me tell you something. When people are kissing your ass, they're not doing it out of respect. They're doing it out of fear. Fear is really this close from actual disrespect, but you cops are too obtuse to recognize it. You just want everybody just to bow at your presence because you have a badge and you have a gun. That makes you powerful. That makes you important. No, that badge and gun does not make you powerful, does not make you important. How you conduct yourself, how you handle situations with your badge and your gun, that makes you important. That makes you powerful, but you don't use that. Homeless camper James M. Boyd, a homeless man. The guy's homeless. Okay, now look. If you can't tell that there's a lot of homeless people out here in this country, there have always been. It doesn't matter what country you are, there's going to be some people that are going to be homeless. It's just the way it is. Instead of working on that, oh, no, we can't do that. If they don't respect me and they don't give me their ID, well, then we shoot them. This is their first response. You handcuff first and shoot second. Oh, questions? No, we don't need to ask any questions. We already asked a question. Where's your ID? Well, it's up your ass. What do you think it is? First of all, this story. Now, I've seen the video. Okay, the guy had a knife, but he was defending himself. Look, when you are in a situation, anybody, all human beings, period, animals, mammals, fish, anybody, any kind of creature, when they are threatened, and yeah, let me tell you something, when you got 10 cops all pointing rifles at you, let me tell you something, that is a threat. Just because you have a badge doesn't mean that you can't threaten people. First of all, cops, you shouldn't have been there. A guy's homeless. He's homeless. He wasn't bothering anybody. But somebody who was out hiking out there saw somebody who was homeless. He said, we got to turn him in. Why do you got to turn him in? You know, these people that do this crap, I just hope that these people, and I wish bad things on people. When people do bad things to people, I always wish that same bad thing would happen to them. I even say a little prayer. I know that's probably wrong, it's probably bad, but I'm sick and tired of people getting away with stuff like this. And the cops here, they're getting away with murder. And that's exactly what this is. This is murder. If you've seen the video, don't they have tasers anymore?
I mean, the guy was what, like 15, 20 feet away? He was homeless. And you came up to him. First of all, you had no business going up to this guy. He's homeless. Okay, they find out later that this guy had mental problems and, you know, violence tendencies and all this. Well, just because somebody's mental, it doesn't give you the right to kill them. You couldn't taser the guy and then put him in handcuffs and take him to a hospital? But it's obvious that the guy was a little mental. If you read the story, it's obvious that the guy was mental. So when somebody's mental like that, you must understand, cops, that the first thing, that your first response is not to kill him. Try to neutralize the situation. Obviously, the guy's a little mentally disturbed. He's homeless. You're coming up to him. You are threatening him. Whether the guy, and basically the guy's living under a rock. Well, that's his only home, literally, under a rock. Like a little cave, a little makeshift cave. But if that's your only home, that's your domain, you do have the right to protect yourself in that domain. Just because you don't have a piece of paper that says you've got a mortgage and this house is, you know, to the bank and you're doing this, and you got a street address, so the pizza guy knows where to deliver your pizza. I mean, that doesn't mean anything. Well, your domain, where you live, is where you live. And if it's under a rock, so be it. Cops, you need to understand. People are people. People are animals. It's just the way it is. We're all creatures. Because you don't like the fact that this man's living under a rock? Well, it's not your decision to make. What difference does it make to you whether you like it or not? It's not up to you whether to like it or not. It's up to him that he's living there. If he doesn't like living under that rock, then maybe he should move. But if he's fine with it, leave him alone. 91.5 million people out of work. And we got to go out there and we got to harass these homeless people. You antagonized the guy. I would have done the same thing. He didn't have any guns. All he had was a knife. And here you guys got your big freaking shotguns and pistols and all this, and this guy's got a knife? And you're going to tell me this shooting was justified? First of all, you shouldn't have been there. The guy's homeless, leave him alone. Maybe these cops don't know what it's like to be homeless, or maybe they need to be homeless. I mean, this is inexcusable. Let me tell you something, cops. I know you think you're big and tough, and I know you think you got all this power. And I know you think that just because you have a badge and a gun, that all citizens must kiss your ass because you have so much power and so much respect. Well, you don't. You got to earn that. The power that you have, you were not given. American people did not give it to you. The Constitution did not give it to you. You took it. The problem is the American people, us. We allowed you to take it. Now we're going to take it back because you have misused it. You've mismanaged that power. It's too much for you. You cannot handle it. If you're going to go out and start killing people, let me tell you something, cops. You need to pay attention to this. This is not a threat. This is simple human psychology. That's all this is. You keep shooting people. You keep shooting the citizens out here. You keep it up. Same with you and the government. Keep it up. Keep pushing the American people. Keep it up. American people are going to rise up against you. They're going to defend themselves. They're going to defend their rights. They're going to defend their honor, defend their way of life, their quality of life. Defend themselves and their property and their families away from you. This is going to happen. And it's not going to be the criminals on the street attacking the cops. No. They got enough of that already. That's a completely different issue. That's a completely different issue. It's not part of this discussion. I'm talking the actual citizens out here. People that, first of all, have never picked up a gun before in their life. People that never thought that they would ever have to pick up a gun and use it against anybody to defend themselves. These are the people that are going to be picking up guns, and these are the people that are going to be defending themselves against you. Now, if a battle is really what you cops want, keep it up. You're going to get the entire goddamn war. You are way out of line, cops. You have no business shooting first. You have no business putting everybody in handcuffs just because you walk by them and ask them for their ID, and if they don't give it to you, I wouldn't give it to you either. If I'm committing a crime, okay, well, then stop me from committing the crime. But just walking down the street and I got to sit here and give you my identification, I don't carry identification with me. First of all, it's none of your goddamn business who I am. That's number one. You're a cop. Go out there and look for people breaking the law. Somebody who's homeless? Because they're homeless means that you got to go out and antagonize this guy? Okay, I don't care if he's crazy or not. But let's just say that he wasn't crazy. Most people would have done what he did. You got 10 guys at you pointing guns at you. This is your only home. You're homeless. And I don't know how long this guy's been homeless. But if your only domain is under a rock, a makeshift cave, well, that's your domain. That's your home. You must protect it. And if it means that you got to brandish a knife against 10 cops with shotguns, well, then fine. You got to defend yourself. And that's all this guy was really doing. Simply defending himself. He was homeless. Okay, fine. He's crazy. Okay, give me somebody in this goddamn country that isn't frickin' crazy. And when you watch the video, there was no reason to gun this guy down. First of all, the cops never should have been there in the first place. The guy's homeless. So what? So now we got to go invade this guy's little makeshift cave because he's homeless? Because he doesn't have a house like me with a swimming pool? And he doesn't shave and he doesn't bathe? So we got to go out and we got to go out and antagonize this guy, harass this guy? And if he says the wrong thing, we're going to shoot him? And of course all the cops, well, it was justified. Of course it was justified. They always say it's justified. That's the problem with law enforcement and with government. There is no accountability with these people. They can just say it was justified and that's it. There's no one else to go to. This is why, cops, you need to slow down. I don't think you quite understand. But you will. One day you will. When the American people rise up. The American people, not the criminals, not the Mexican drug cartels coming over here selling their crack cocaine and what have you not. Not the scumbags in Chicago and Detroit. Little punk drug dealers out there. All the guys hooked up on crack. These are the people that are not going to be attacking you. We're talking to farmers. We're talking to a guy that gets up and goes to work every day, maybe in an office, maybe in a manufacturing plant. These are citizens, American citizens, that have had enough of their government and their law enforcement. This is beyond harassment. This is tyranny. This is tyranny. This is what tyranny brings. You cops are nothing but brown shirts. That's all you are. You don't deserve any respect. I'm not going to give you any. And it sucks because there are some really good cops out there. That's what's really disappointing in this whole scenario here. Is these frickin' cops, these bad cops out there, make them all look bad. And so the good cop, when he says something good, it just goes unheard. Yeah. Shut up, cop. Well, look, it's not our fault. It's not the citizens' fault for the way we look at you. That's your fault, cops. That's your fault. You need to understand that. What they did to this guy, I don't care if he's crazy, I don't care if he's homeless or not. But their first solution to any problem is to shoot. Everybody's got to go in handcuffs. Why? For what? Got to be thrown in jail. Think about that. You must be removed from society because you didn't give some asshole cop your name. That's ridiculous. What crime did I commit? Well, you didn't give me your name. That's a crime. Really, I'm looking in the Constitution. I don't see anything in here where it says that if a cop asks you your frickin' name that you got to give it, otherwise you go to jail. I don't see that anywhere in here. Oh, but it says it in the cop handbook. Oh, well, if it's in the cop handbook, well, then it must be law. Well, I don't see it in the Constitution, cop. So you show it to me in the Constitution. Did you just come up to me and start asking me questions and I got to give you my name? Uh-uh. First of all, you need probable cause. And if you do have probable cause, well, then you need to present it. And you do it right and you do it in court. I bring my lawyers in here. You bring your little lawyers. And we settle it out. You don't just start putting people into handcuffs and start throwing them in, removing them from society because they didn't give you your stupid name, their stupid name. Why don't you go out and find somebody actually committing a crime? Why don't you look in the mirror? That's where the real criminals are. The goddamn mirror. I'm just sick of stories like this. I can't take it. And you know, on this program, we do not have a problem with the police force. We have a problem with the police force, and you have far too much of it. And you better give it up, is what you need to do. Slow down. Because at some point, the American people, the average Joe citizen, not the criminal citizen, not the guys living in the ghettos, dealing drugs, not those. Those aren't the people we're talking about. We're talking about the guy that gets up and goes to work every day in the manufacturing plant. The guy that goes to three or four different jobs because he lost his real job thanks to Obamacare. And he doesn't have any health care, and his little kid is sick. These are the people that are going to rise up against you, cop. These are the people that are going to rise up against you, government. I don't think you quite get it, but one day you will. And it's going to be too late, and you're going to have no one to blame but yourself. With these New Mexico cops, these were Albuquerque, New Mexico cops. If you live in Albuquerque, or if you live in New Mexico, get a hold of your congressman. Make sure that these people are charged for murder, and they go to jail for murder, because that's exactly what the hell it was. You couldn't taser the guy? He didn't have a gun. He was not pointing that knife at you. The knife was down. He's defending himself. The guy's only got a makeshift cave is what he lives in. He's homeless. Homeless. Doesn't have anything. He's homeless. And he's got these cops coming up to him, harassing him. And of course he's crazy. He says, don't give me another directive. Don't attempt to give me the Department of Defense another directive. He was claiming he was with the Department of Defense. Well, obviously you knew you had a crazy guy. So they go out and they get these other people that come in that are supposed to, you know, take care of the situation. Well, obviously, at the very beginning, you knew the guy was crazy. You knew the guy had, you know, a couple screws loose. Okay, there are ways to handle the situation. And shooting him is not the way to handle it. You couldn't taser the guy. You cops love to taser everybody. What, your taser was broken? Or you left it at the station house, huh? None of you cops had any tasers. You couldn't have tasered him one shot. He would have dropped. You could have put him in handcuffs, sent him into a hospital. But no, you had to shoot him. And then, of course, you say it's justified. Well, the video doesn't justify you shooting him. And the American people see that. And they see this more and more every day. So, yeah, again, cop, I know I sound like a broken record. But you better slow down. And same with you, government. All you government agencies, the EPA, all of you. Now, we got another story in here today from Miss Dianne Feinstein. And we're going to talk about, again, with the guns. The government guns, the cop guns, and, of course, citizens. They're not allowed to have guns. See, that's what the cops want. They don't want citizens to have guns. That way they can't shoot back. Well, this is exactly why more and more people are out there trying to get guns, cops, because of people like you. Law enforcement, government, attacking citizens, removing them from society because you had no probable cause and you had to go up there and harass them because you've got a badge, which means you can do whatever the hell you want. And if they don't kiss your ass and start slobbering all over you, well, then you either throw them in jail or you shoot them. People should not be in handcuffs unless they are a direct, imminent threat to society or are already a threat to society. Either you're an imminent threat or you are a direct threat. Those are the only times that cops should get involved. Now, homeless man, I'm sorry, camping up in the middle of the freaking nowhere, up in the hills. You got him and his rattlesnakes. That's it. There's no excuse for the cops to even go up there. Was he harming anybody? Was he hurting anybody? Was he doing anything to anybody? No, he wasn't. He's homeless. Obviously, the guy's a little crazy. You shouldn't have been up there in the first place, cops. You did a bad job. And immediately the cops, oh, it's justified.
Really? It's justified. Well, when the American people turn on you, cops, that is going to be justified. So I'm just letting you know. Now, I'm not calling for a war with the police. I'm not calling for this isn't a battle cry. This is not a call for everybody, a call of arms, for everybody to get together and start going out killing cops. I'm not calling for that. I'm just telling you what is eventually going to happen when the American people have finally had enough. A lot of us. I know I've had enough of you. But it's going to get to a point, and it's coming very soon, that the American people are not going to put up with this. You start killing them, they're going to start killing you. That's just the way it is. You want respect, cops. You have to earn it. You've lost the respect. You've given nothing. You've given absolutely no reason for the American people to respect you anymore. We'd like to. We still want to. But how can we? First of all, cops, before you can respect the Constitution and its laws, first you got to read it. But before you can even do that, you've got to respect human beings. And you can't do that until you respect yourself. So every one of these cops had gunned this guy down, and now are using, well, it's justified. Of course it's justified. They don't want to go to jail for murder. Of course I got to justify it. You cops need to understand what it's like to be human. You've got to respect yourself. If you don't respect yourself, how are you going to respect anybody else? Well, if this is the kind of, I'm not a Christian man, but the Christian religion is, treat others on how you want to be treated. Well, cops, if this is how you want people to treat you, you're going to get it. And again, I'm not calling for this. I'm telling you what's going to happen. This is simple psychology. You can only push people so far for so long, and eventually they will rise up. And when they do, that's when things get ugly. Well, things are fugly right now, cops. You got no one to blame but yourself. Every one of you cops should be tried for murder, convicted. Enough is enough. Now, I'm not going to feel sorry for any one of these cops that get, they're going to be shot. People are going to rise up. People are going to start attacking the cops. I never thought that I would feel this way. Never in my life did I ever think that I would be in a situation right now where I would even think that the American people would rise up against the law enforcement and their government. Thought that I would be here. Never in a million years did I ever think of something like that. Why would I? This is the United States of America. We're free. Well, we used to be. I'm sorry, but I can't help these kinds of stories. I just can't help talking about this stuff. Nobody wants to go to war with you, cops, but I'm telling you, there's people out there, they're not going to take it anymore. This is not a call for war. This is a call for truth. And it starts with you, cops. It starts with you. And we do have a couple of cops now. I think it's in Vermont. Where is this? I got a story in here somewhere. There are good cops out there. There are good people in our government. Believe it or not, we actually have some pretty good cops, and we have some good people in our government. Believe it or not, I know it's very difficult to believe, and especially in these times, but it is true. We do. There's far too many bad ones, though, and the bad ones have all the power. Well, those days are rapidly coming to an end. Cops, government. We're not going to have it anymore. Citizens are no longer going to tolerate. The first thing that you do is either handcuff us or shoot us. We're not going to put up with that anymore. You're going to rise up. You're going to pull this crap to the wrong person one day. And he's going to have a whole lot of friends that are not going to stand by and let you get away with it. And then you're going to have a big gun battle on your hand. Is that what you want, cops? You want a war with American citizens? Is that what you want? Because that's what it seems like to me. I'm just looking at the evidence here. And it seems to me that the government and the law enforcement wants to go to war with the American people. That's what it seems like to me. I don't see any evidence any other way. Indiscriminately shooting people,
throwing people into jail because they didn't give you your name. They got to beat this guy down. This Mexican guy that happened last week. Up in the movie theater, the mother gets in an argument with her 19-year-old daughter, who was probably a little brat and deserved to get slapped across the face. So what? If the girl is a goddamn brat, she deserves to get slapped across the face. She's the mother. That's her goddamn job. It doesn't matter how old this kid is. If her child is acting up and not being responsible, it's her job to put the kid back on track. But they didn't go. The cops didn't go to the woman. The woman who actually hit the daughter. Oh, they went to the man. Speaking broken English, had no idea what the hell's going on. What the, hey, whoa, give me your ID. Whoa, what do you mean, ID? ID for what? Well, I just got out of the movies. Boom. Got his head pressed down to the concrete, got all the weight on him. That son of a bitch, that cop that did that. I'd like to do that to him. Every one of those cops. I'd love to be able to have it. Oh, yeah, I'll put you in handcuffs and I'll take my stick and I'll just start beating you. Beat all you bastards into a coma. Maybe then you might get the idea. Oh, yeah, I guess this violent stuff against the citizens, I guess it just really doesn't work that well. Maybe I should stop. But you won't, because you're a coward. You're hiding behind that badge, and you're hiding behind that gun. That is a coward. You cops are nothing but cowards. What you did to this homeless man, what you did to that Mexican guy over there in the goddamn movie theater, that's not bravery. That's cowardice. That's a coward. You're a punk. You're a punk. You're a criminal. You're a hood. You are a bigger criminal than the criminals that you actually put in jail, because you're hiding behind a badge and you're putting other people. How many people did you put in jail that didn't belong in jail? Oh, because they didn't give you your name, so you come up with all these charges. There needs to be some kind of civilian oversight with our government. Especially with law enforcement. I'm sorry, but law enforcement has far too much power. Far too much. And they get away with it. So they can protect the integrity of the law enforcement. If we were to go out there and say the law enforcement was in bad shape, well, then people wouldn't have any respect for them. Well, people don't have respect for you now because you've done everything you can to take away that respect. Why don't you just do your goddamn job? You don't see a crime, then you got nothing to do. Go get another donut. But you see a crime, well, you drop the donut, and you go to the scene. You don't create a crime scene. You understand, cops? And that's what you did. You created a crime scene. Out of nowhere. You got nothing better to do, New Mexico. You got nobody crossing the border illegally? You got no Mexican drug cartel smuggling children and smuggling drugs across the border? You got to go attack this homeless guy? What's the matter with you, cops? What's the matter with you? What's the matter with you? What the hell's the matter with you? You're a freaking coward, all of you. Keep it up. I'm telling you, this is not a call for war, but I'm telling you, this is simple psychology. The American people are going to turn on you. And it's not going to be the criminals in the streets of Chicago and in Detroit and New York. Uh-uh. It's going to be the mama that gets up and goes to work every day at a diner. He's going to be daddy that gets up and goes to 15 jobs a day because his kid is sick and he lost his job and health care because of Obamacare. That's the man who's going to rise up. And they're going to come after you, and you deserve it. You get no sympathy from me, cops. None. You want respect? I want to give you respect. I got all the respect. I got it right over here. It's just sitting here waiting to be given to you. It's collecting dust. Understand? It's collecting dust. So if you want some of that, you're going to have to earn it. I'm not going to just give it to you. No. You had your opportunity. I took it away from you. You blew it. You blew your opportunity. You couldn't handle it. So now if you want it back, you're going to have to earn it. You're going to have to deserve it. You don't deserve it, you're not going to get it. Figure out what the hell it is that you're doing before you do it. Just think what it would be like to be on the other end before you pull out your gun and start blowing people away. Understand the situation before you react to it. But they don't. It's not about reacting. I got a badge and I got a gun. And I'm going to solve the problem right here. I want everybody on their knees and I want everybody kissing my ass. I want yes, sir, no, sir. I want answers. Boy, I want everything. And whoever doesn't give me what I want, I'm going to shoot you dead.
Keep it up. Keep it up, cops. You got no one to blame but yourself. I'm going to sit on the sidelines. I'm not going to have to lift a finger. I won't have to, but I'm going to sit on the sidelines, and I'm going to report it. I'm going to cheer them on. I may not get involved, but I'm definitely going to cheer them on. I'm not going to get in their way. These are going to be American people, citizens, people who had no idea that they would ever even think about picking up a gun. I never thought that I would be in this situation right now, even thinking of this stuff. Never once did I ever even think that I would even have anything like this coming into my mind. Never once did I think that I would have thoughts like this into my mind. Well, this is simple psychology. You can't push people. You can't keep pushing people and expect them not to push you back. You're a bully. Well, look what's going on over here with Putin. Now he's invading military bases. He's not going to stop until somebody rises up against him. Well, these cops are not going to stop until somebody rises up against them. This government is not going to stop until somebody rises up against them. Hence, the Second Amendment. And let me tell you something, cops. They obviously do not teach Constitution in cop school. That's apparent. They certainly don't have the Fourth Amendment. They certainly do not have the Fourth Amendment in cop school. And if they did, how come you people don't follow it? What was your probable cause? If the man was homeless? Oh, that's probable cause. You know, he's got to be a criminal if he's homeless.
He's a drug addict.
He's this, he's that. Enough of the bad cops. I can't take these freaking guys anymore. So now we got to get on to the bad government. Jesus God. I mean, it's just. But we do have a lot to talk about today. And I was kind of hoping I'd be farther ahead than I am right now, but I'm not. But that's all right. Mitt Romney yesterday was on with Bob Schieffer, who Bob Schieffer is a joke. What a waste of broadcasting. I don't get any of these people on the news anymore. I can't respect them. I can't respect the cops. They don't give me any reason to respect. I can't respect the government. They don't give me any reason to respect them. I can't respect the media. I've lost all respect for the media when I was six, and I remember the day explicitly. So Romney's on there with this hideous Bob Schieffer. These stupid Sunday morning puke shows, which I watched a little bit yesterday, but they were boring. There was nothing. Chris Wallace. I'm sorry. Look. Can we get somebody on Fox News? I know Fox News is the only station out there that leans a little bit right. Can we get somebody other than Chris Wallace on Fox News, please? Can we get a responsible journalist on Fox News, please, on Sunday morning? Can we do that? Can we find a responsible journalist on Fox News Sunday? You got somebody in there? Anybody in there? How about Brit Hume? I know he's semi-retired and doesn't want to deal with the crap anymore. I don't blame him. But we got to find somebody other than Chris Wallace. His show is boring. It's pathetic. There's nothing there. He asks the most these questions are just insipidously irrelevant. He beats a dead horse over and over and over again, worse than me. I want to once just turn on the goddamn television and watch a responsible, intelligent newscast. I don't care what time of day it is. I don't care what day it is. Give me one. Anyway, getting back to the original story, Mitt Romney on Bob Schieffer says our esteem has fallen under Obama. Well, so is our economy, our respect, our credibility, our way of life, our quality of life. I mean, on and on and on and on and on. He also said that the United States' international esteem has declined during President Obama's 5 years in the White House. Yeah, how many times are you going to say this? It's a goddamn story. I already edited it like 15 times and they repeat themselves. They're worse than me.
You look over the past 5 years and say, well, what's happened? Good things have not been bursting out all over. There hasn't been one good thing this administration has put into place. I can't think of one policy that this administration has put into place that has been beneficial to the American people, not one. Steam around the world has fallen. I can't think of a major country. It's hard to think of a single country that has greater respect and admiration for America today than it did 5 years ago when Barack Obama became president, and that's very sad. Unfortunate state of affairs. Yeah, sad, unfortunate. Didn't have to happen. But all these obots were caught up in the hope and change. Hope and change. Those people are, those are our biggest threats. By Wall Streeters and all these Obama supporters. If you want to talk about a threat, cops, that's your threat. Meanwhile, they can crap on your cop car. They can take the American flag, set it on fire, and take a crap on that. Can't touch them. Because you got a homeless guy up in the hills in New Mexico. The only thing around him is a freaking rattlesnake. And we got to go up there and harass him. What are you doing up here? How come you don't have a home? Where's your ID? Ah! Boom, boom, boom! Mr. Romney blamed the president's naivete with regards to Russia. Really? How about his naivete in regards to America? How about his naivete in regards to the Constitution? How about his naivete to life, period? I mean, these people, it just seems to me they don't understand the meaning of life. We all have our own meaning of life. But they don't seem to understand that what life is really, what it is. It's the greatest gift. And when you got bad cops that take it away because somebody didn't give them their identification, you see, this is when things get screwed up. And this is when citizens finally have enough. And they start attacking back. Again, hence the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment is in the Constitution for one reason, cops. For people like you. That Second Amendment is in the Constitution for one reason, government. For people like you. That Second Amendment is our last safeguard. This is it. We get rid of the Second Amendment, we don't have freedom anymore. We get rid of the Second Amendment, I guarantee you there will be war. That, I assure you. Far too many people will not put up with that. They will not let that one go. You take away the Second Amendment completely. It's damn near destroyed anyway. I guess shall not be infringed. I guess people like you and me, I guess we have a different interpretation of what shall not be infringed means. We're the dummies. We didn't win an election. We don't have a badge. We didn't go to cop school. What do we know? Ah, that Constitution. We don't follow that anymore. We want all these people to Constitution. Why should we follow a Constitution? It just gives freedom for people. We can't have citizens free. How the hell are we supposed to have total control over these citizens if they've got freedom? God damn it. We can't have any of that. Where's your ID? Huh? Where's your ID? Boom, boom, boom. Yeah, where's your ID, cop? Romney goes on. We really need to understand that Russia has very different interests from our... Really? This is not fantasy land, he says. This is reality. Whether our geopolitical adversary, or they are a geopolitical adversary. Well, yeah, I agree, they are a geopolitical adversary, but I think they're a little bit deeper than that. This Cold War has never ended. The Cold War has never ended. It might have ended with the American people, but it certainly did not end with the Russian people. Certainly did not end with the Russian government. And they brought it back.
and they're testing this young man-child president who has no credibility. He has no real strength. He has no real competence. He has nothing real. Even his name isn't real. His name isn't real. His credentials aren't real. How come we don't have any records for where this guy went to college? All the other presidents, they show all their college records. George Bush did. He didn't have any trouble showing all the C's that he got in college. Supposed to be so smart. Where's all your A's? Oh, that's right. You failed every course. You failed everything that you did, but because you were a foreign exchange student, well, at least according to the paperwork anyway, well, you get a pass. And then you take the bar exam. You get another pass. This president has no concept of our Constitution. But I was a constitutional scholar. I was a professor for 10 years. You were not a professor for 10 years. You were a guest speaker that rarely showed up. You had one day in court. Now, how in the hell could somebody be a college professor, a so-called college professor of law, if you've only had one day in court, and that one day you got your ass chewed out by the judge so bad that not even Acorn would allow you back into their law team? They fired you, Mr. Obama. They said, you're an idiot. You're incompetent. You're a buffoon. You have no idea what the hell it is that you're doing. Go become a community organizer. That might be much better settled for you. I think you can handle that. One day in court. This man is incompetent. And you idiots who voted for him, not once but twice, you have no business being involved in any discussion whatsoever. You people on the left that voted for this knucklehead twice, you need to, don't speak anymore. You're not qualified to speak. How can you be qualified to have a conversation about something you know nothing about? Well, you can't, unless you're a liberal. We don't want to listen to you speak anymore. We've had to listen to you. I've had to listen to you liberals my entire life, and I'm done with you. I'm not going to give you any more, no more, never mind. Until you listen to me, there's no way in hell that I'm even going to come close to listening to you. You don't deserve it. I've had to listen to you my whole life, and not one thing that you people have either said or done has ever been beneficial to anything. It's nonsense. It's garbage. It's gibberish. The former Massachusetts governor. Like, we need to know that. We all know who Mitt Romney is. The former Massachusetts governor. Well, he says he's not going to run for president in 2016. Of course, they all say that. And now Hillary, she's trying to run. She's got another one of her campaign managers got busted for something. I don't know what the hell it was. But see, the only reason why Hillary Clinton is even going to run for president again is because she still owes millions of dollars from her last campaign. That's the only reason. She still owes millions of dollars. She's in debt. You know what happens when people, like regular citizens, when they owe millions of dollars and they don't pay it off? You know what happens to them? They go to jail. Mm. Hillary can't be thrown in jail. She's special. Mm. She's the first woman to be born with a brain. You didn't know that? Oh, yeah. It was a big to-do. That was in the newspapers and everything. First woman born with brain. Doctors are amazed. And it's bigger than men's, too. She's got the biggest brain of any human being. She's got the biggest ass of any human being. You seen the size of that one lately? I mean, Michelle Obama, she's jealous. She's not quite, you know, into the Hillary Clinton status yet, but she's coming close. She needs a few more cheeseburgers, and she'll get there. So anyway, enough with Mitt Romney. Yeah, we know the country sucks because of Obama. Blah, 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 blah. Well, here's another reason why the country sucks. Because of people like Miss Dianne Feinstein. Senator Dianne Feinstein is now demanding that the ATF, you know them, the ATF ban both
get this, assault rifles and, wait for it, assault pistols. That's right. I said it correctly. I'm reading it right here. Assault pistols. I mean, how did these people think before they speak ever? Do they even know what is an assault rifle? What does that mean? An assault rifle. What is a rifle for? Well, either you're going to use the rifle for just simply target practice, or you're going to use it for hunting, which kills animals so you can eat it, or you're going to use it from bad cops intruding on you, or bad government people intruding on you, or bad citizens intruding on you, and you're going to use a gun and you're going to defend yourself, which will kill them or seriously injure them. I got a pencil right here, Ms. Feinstein. Why don't you stand before me? I will take, and it's sharp. I just sharpened it. So I can take this sharpened pencil and I can jam it right in your throat. You'd be dead. There's no way to save you. Your jugular vein would be slit. You would be completely dead in 30 seconds. Now, am I going to have to register this sharp pencil now with the ATF, pay a fine and a fee and a tax, fill out thousands of pages of paperwork, and wait for a confirmation from the ATF to see if I can actually hold on to this pencil? Is that what I have to do now? This is an assault pencil, Ms. Feinstein. Maybe if you people understood what the word assault means, just because it's a rifle doesn't mean it's used for assault. Why don't we call them defense rifles? Because that's exactly what they are. Defend themselves from you. Defend themselves from the law enforcement. That's what they are. They are now, there's no such thing as assault rifles. They are now defense rifles. And I'm going to write this in here right now. I'm going to put this in here. I'm going to change this. D-E-F-E-N-C-E. There we are. Defense rifles. That's what they are. Maybe if you read the Constitution, or actually N-S-E. See, I can't spell. That's all right. I thank God for spell check. Do you understand the Constitution, Ms. Feinstein? No, you don't. If you did understand the Second Amendment, Ms. Feinstein, which is it's beyond obvious. I mean, that's a fact. This isn't an opinion anymore. We're not dealing with opinions anymore. This is beyond. This isn't an opinion. This is fact. The overwhelming vast majority, I don't think that there might be one or two rogue Democrats that might understand why the Second Amendment's in the Constitution, but that's about it. I've yet to see a Democratic elected official that knows what the Second Amendment's in the Constitution for. Ms. Feinstein, you don't. Don't sit here and try to argue with anybody. Ms. Feinstein, you are a hideous creature. You're bad people is what you are. You don't deserve to be in our government anymore. You've done us a disservice, okay? You're too obtuse to recognize you've done yourself a disservice. But I could care less what you do to yourself. Yourself is you. You can do whatever the hell you want to with yourself. I don't care. Roll yourself up and smoke you. I don't give a damn what you do. But when you start doing disservices to my brothers and to me, yeah, I'm going to stand up and I'm going to say something. I don't give a damn who you are. I don't care how many elections you won. You are a hideous creature and you have no business being in our government. If you do not understand our nation's constitution, our founding principles, you have no business whatsoever being a leader in our government. This is not opinion, you idiot. This is fact. Senator Dianne Feinstein, which I can't call her a senator. How can you call this woman a senator? Has she acted like a senator? Really? She has. She has? How come I didn't see it? Where have I been? How come I've never seen this woman act like a senator before? Huh? Broad hasn't. Yeah, I do say filthy. Your mouth is filthy. Your brain is filthy. Your body's filthy. Everything about you is filthy. Your words are filthy. Everything about you is filthy, Ms. Feinstein. You're a dirty person. Now, I know what you're trying to do. You come out there, you got this, you're trying to save lives because you sell rifles and weapons. We got to think of children because children get killed by guns.
instead of going out after the bad people who are stealing these guns, buying them on the black market, making them in their home. No. We're going to go after the guy who goes to work every day for 14 jobs to save his family. He's got a little child over there with a pre-existing condition. Thought that he could get Obamacare, but, well, he can, but he just can't afford it. Well, he could afford it if he continued to have his job that he had before Obama came into office and got rid of it. Because it was dirty. Dirty the air. Can't have that. But meanwhile, this guy can fly off all over the world in Air Force One. How many carbon footprints does this bastard put all over planet Earth? Oh, that's fine with him. Well, he's a king. He can do that. Those are king prints. He can get away with that. Which we got a story on that, too. If I could ever shut up, we can get to it. We got a lot of stuff to get to it. So let's get going. Dianne Feinstein, brown shirt that she is, has been circulating a letter around Washington asking, I've got this letter here, too. This is just, God damn it. Unbelievable what you're going to hear in this letter. It just makes you sick to your frickin' stomach that this woman, first of all, the fact that this woman would write the stuff that she wrote in here, and then to be a leader of our country in our Senate, we got to do a much better job, America. We got to do a much better job of putting people into office in this. This is our bad. This is our fault. And we're the only ones that can fix it. They can't. They didn't create this mess. We did. We put them into office specifically to create this mess. This dingbat writes a letter to the president to keep his promise of making 2014 a year of action. So what she's actually doing is writing a letter to the president saying, please sign more executive orders. I'm a member of Congress, but I don't want to do my job. So I just want you to pass out the orders and I'll just follow them. Well, that's lazy, Ms. Feinstein. I mean, if you don't want your goddamn job, then quit. Because we don't want you in there anyway. You haven't done a service to anybody. I don't know what great and wonderful service you have done to the American people, Ms. Feinstein. And what have you done for your state of California? They're bankrupt. Everybody's moving out. What have you done for your state? What have you done for the country, Ms. Feinstein? Huh? Besides harass law-abiding citizens? Taking away their rights as American citizens? This is what you've done? This is an accomplishment? This is a great accomplishment to you, Ms. Feinstein. Really? Well, I hope you're proud of yourself. Nobody else is. And she goes on. She is demanding. Well, if Dianne Feinstein demands something, well, then damn it! Demanding that the ATF block the import of basically all semi-automatic rifles and, get this, assault pistols as well. Those assault pistols. What the hell is she talking about, assault pistols? What the hell is this woman? Why is this woman even speaking, for God's sakes? This is another thing. I'm sorry, but these people, just because they've won an election, doesn't make them smart. Does not make them intelligent. Does not make them coherent. First of all, the ATF does not make policy, Ms. Feinstein. Again with the Constitution. This woman doesn't understand that it's her job to make policy. That's what Congress does. You didn't know that? Oh, yeah, well. Says it right here in this document. They call it the Constitution. I know it's old and antiquated and racist and homophobe and misogynist and just all around discriminating document. Except for the white people, you know, only white rich people. Just because you're white doesn't mean that you're free. No, you got to be rich. Only the white rich people, and not the women, just the men. We're the only ones that are allowed to be free, just the white, rich men. Well, I guess I'm out. I'm white, but I'm not rich. So I guess I'm screwed, huh? Her letter, which we're going to get to this. We're going to have to take a break before we get to the letter, because I tell you, it's going to set me off. And I'm going to do everything I can from not blasting off into Deep Space Nine. I just don't have any faith in me today. Her letter cites the 45-year-old Gun Control Act of 1968, which never should have been passed, by the way. In recent years, she writes, importers of firearms have taken advantage of ATF's interpretation of the sporting purposes test to evade the import ban. You know what? I'm not going to go any more on this story. I'm going to have to get into this letter here. But before I do that, we're going to have to take a really quick break. And then we're going to come back. Because this right here, what she says, sporting purposes, this right here is where we're going to have to take a break, and we're going to have to come back, and we're going to have to get into this. Sporting purposes? I mean, this is just absolutely pathetic. I can't take any more of it. We'll be back after this.
What I haven't been willing to negotiate, and I will not negotiate, is on the debt
side. Yeah, I'm just going to have to reiterate, John, the president's made clear he's not going to be negotiating over the debt
Look,
limit.
Look, the president's been very clear. He's not negotiating on the debt limit.
What I will not do is to have that negotiation.
Let me reiterate what our position is, and it is unequivocal. We will not negotiate with Republicans in Congress. He will certainly meet with Putin.
I did discuss this with President Putin. This is something that is not new. I've been discussing this with President Putin for some time now.
We're going to work with the Russians.
Mr. Prime Minister, we are serious, as you are, about engaging in substantive, meaningful negotiations.
Negotiations.
We are prepared to negotiate in good faith, in mutual respect.
Women are the driving force of the new economy. They balance the family checkbook. They start businesses, create jobs. But Kay Hagan just doesn't get it. Instead of listening to North Carolina, Hagan continues to push for Obamacare. Hagan supports waivers for friends of Obama and special treatment for Congress and their staffs. And who gets stuck with the bill? Families and small businesses. Kay Hagan, taking care of Washington insiders, not North Carolina families. Tell Kay Hagan that.
On healthcare, Gene Shaheen didn't tell the truth.
You can keep your insurance if you like it. It will increase choices for families. It will promote competition.
The facts. More than 20,000 New Hampshire patients have had their coverage canceled. And Obamacare offers only one insurer on New Hampshire's individual market. So next November, if you like your senator, you can keep her. If you don't, you know what to do. Ending Spending, Inc. is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Okay, and we are back. Now, we're going to get into this letter. This is Dianne Feinstein. Writes a letter to the president. It's kind of long, but we're going to cover it, and we have to cover it. This stuff is important. I mean, this is the stuff that's actually affecting the American people, and there's a lot of stuff that are affecting American people. And that's why if you're listening to this program here now, I suggest when you get on Blog Talk Radio, you've got nothing to do. You got no more Cheetos in the house. Kim Kardashian isn't on TV. The couch, the dogs and the cats are sleeping on the couch. You got nothing to do. You got nowhere to lounge. You got nothing to do. Go on Blog Talk Radio. Go anywhere. I don't care what it is. But I want you to start listening to other things that are going on there, because Blog Talk Radio is about American people. American people are fed up, and they're talking, and we all have good points of view. We see a little bit here, a little bit there. This person sees this over here. This person sees that over there. I mean, these people are hitting us at every angle. We have to do everything we can to stop. We have to be informed. It sucks. I know. It's horrible. There's no excuse why American people should have to study this much of what's going on in our government. We should not have to. We should not have to concern ourselves with this. We've got a Constitution. We've got a government that is supposed to follow the Constitution. Why would we need to concern ourselves? Well, we've got a lot of cops out there who think that they have all the power in the world. They're the judge, jury, and executioner. You don't give them their ID, they shoot you. Or they beat you with their sticks. Or they taser you.
or they throw you in jail. They remove you from society because you didn't give them your goddamn name. Because you're walking down the street minding your own business and don't appreciate being harassed. I don't give you my name either, cop. Have a reason. Respect people. But you can't respect people until you respect yourself. Just think, the next time you go out on a call and you pull your gun out on somebody, a homeless man, or a guy walking out of a movie theater, just think for one quick second what it would be like to be on his side rather than yours, just for one second. Maybe you might then be able to handle the situation without anybody getting hurt or killed. I mean, I'm just saying. I'm just a blowhard. What the hell do I know? My words don't mean anything. I didn't win an election. But get on Blog Talk Radio, and you gotta start listening to things. It sucks. We shouldn't have to do this, but we have to. Watch a little bit more of the news here and there. Get online. There's plenty of news places. Drudge. There's all kinds of places out there where you can get news. We got to find out what's going on. Agenda 21. I'm telling you, Agenda 21 is something to be scared about. That's nothing to put on the back burner. Look, Agenda 21 is real. Common Core is real. They have completely taken over our lives. Our way of thought. Forget about our way of life. Our way of thought. Our way of thought. We don't even, our thoughts are not even free. Our words are not even free. I'm a First Amendment guy. I'm a Bill of Rights guy. I'm a whole Constitution guy, but the Bill of Rights are very important to me, and I believe them. And there's reasons for them. Now, the First Amendment, I know you don't like it. Oh, well, somebody said something that's offensive to me. Oh, shut up. You big babies. I'm offended. Good. I'm glad you're offended. I said it correctly. That was my point, to go out of my way to offend you. Shut up. I'm sick and tired of all these people that are offended. I'm offended. Shut up. Just your mere presence on planet freaking Earth is offensive to me, so shut up. It's the First Amendment. I don't care if you don't like what they say. You can hate it. Hate every goddamn filthy, stinking, stupid word that they say. I hate a lot of stuff that a lot of people say, but I love the fact that they have a right to say it without persecution. Yeah, you're going to have to hear it from me. I'm going to argue with you, but I'm never going to stop you from saying it. That's one thing that's missing in our government. That's one thing that's missing in our law enforcement. They don't understand the First Amendment. Obviously, they don't understand the Second Amendment. The Fourth Amendment, they don't get that one at all. Lois Lerner knows what that Fifth Amendment's all about, though. Oh, yes, that's her favorite one, isn't it? I plead the Fifth. Can't speak. Well, this is what's missing in our government and our law enforcement. I'm sorry, but they're connected. Law enforcement and our government are far too connected now. They're working in concert with each other too much. And that's a problem. That's a big problem. And you people out there, you think for one second that this is not going to turn into an all-out civil war? You think you got civil wars going on in Europe? And you got civil wars going on in the Middle East? No. This is going to be the civil war of all civil wars. I don't want to see this happen. I'm talking about this, so hopefully maybe there's a cop out there that just might hear this and might go, you know what? We don't need to act the way we've been acting. Human beings are human beings, and we don't need to shoot first and ask questions later. Maybe if we had a little bit more respect for these people and find out really what the situation is, why is the situation, and what can we do? What can we do to fix it? No. Pull out our gun, we pull out our sticks, pull out our handcuffs, and just keep going. Until somebody's dead. Well, that's not a way to handle the situation. I don't want to see this turn into a war. But the American people are going to rise up. It's human psychology. Stop pushing people. Stop pushing us, government. Stop pushing us, law enforcement, because we will start pushing back. I'm trying to stop this. I don't want to see this, because when this war gets going, it's not going to be just a little tat. Not going to be one of these little Twitter tats. Oh, no, no. This is going to be a very violent and bloody and disgusting war that we do not need and cannot afford. But if it's going to get our freedom back, then it will be necessary. So can you people in the government and the law enforcement just accept the fact that the American people are free and leave them alone? Can you do that for us? Huh? No, you can't. You won't be able to do it until it's too late. So keep it up. All right, now, let's get into this. This is the letter that this hideous Dianne Feinstein wrote to the president. Don't you have any, like, senator things to do? You got all the time in the world to write a letter to the president? First of all, it's freaking pathetic. During your, this is your letter, dear Mr. President, during your State of the Union address, you stated that you wanted to make 2014 a year of action. Well, when I heard that, I don't know about you, but when I heard that, I mean, I immediately, this overwhelming amount of fear consumed my entire body. That right there, that year of action. And he's doing everything he can. He means it. He wasn't screwing around. He wasn't lying to you. He's got his pen out. He can put you in jail. He doesn't, you don't need a trial. You don't need a lawyer. Can't even call your mama. Say, hey, Mama, guess what? Hey, I'm in jail. Well, for what? Well, they won't tell me. They don't have to. They suspect that I'm a terrorist. So I'm in jail for the rest of my life. You can't get that phone call. American citizens. American citizens. Look, they can be the biggest creep on planet Earth. What difference does that make? So what? These rights in our Constitution are there for a reason. And again, if you don't know why they're in there, you have no business being in the conversation. Seriously. If you don't understand what the conversation is about, stay out of it. And cops, obviously you don't understand it. So listen. And then shut up. She goes on. We write to urge you to take immediate action. Immediate action to address a significant number of assault weapons that are being imported into the United States in contravention of federal law. Now, this right here, I highlighted this. And the reason why. Forgive me, I've turned the microphone off. I'm choking over here. I got, I don't know, cat hair down the bottom of my throat. I don't know. We write to urge you to take immediate action to address the significant number of assault weapons that are being imported into the United States in contravention of federal law. Does Fast and Furious come to your mind like it did to mine? And this stupid broad is going to be talking about in contravention of federal law. What about Constitution law? Huh, sweetie? Huh? Huh, sugar? You remember that document? What about that? What about in contravention to the Constitution? What is federal law? Federal law? Since when does federal law trump the Constitution? Huh? How come that, when did this happen? How come I didn't get the memo? I didn't get any email. I didn't get nothing that says federal law trumps the Constitution. I didn't get any of that. Shall not be infringed, Ms. Feinstein. Says it right here. I'm reading it right here. Shall not be infringed. It's right here, Ms. Feinstein. Do you know what that means? Have you even read this document? I bet if you took a basic Constitution test, I guarantee you, first of all, I don't think there would be one Democrat in office today that would be able to pass a test. I'd say maybe 50%, maybe 40% of the Republicans, maybe 30%. And that's sad. Even if it's 99, the fact is that we have one person who doesn't understand the Constitution. We have one person who doesn't belong in our government. That's what it means. We respectfully, she goes on, request that you take steps to ensure that the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives fully enforces the ban on importation of these military-style firearms. See, we don't want the citizens having any firearms because when the government decides to completely take over, they don't want any resistance. Cops don't want any resistance. They don't want that. They're the only ones who are allowed to shoot people, not the citizens. They're not allowed to defend themselves. Just because you got a badge and a gun and you got a uniform means that you can't threaten me and I can't defend myself against your threats? Wrong. Because you have a badge and a gun and a uniform and donut crumbs and donut powdered sugar all down your frickin' shirt, shoes unshined, you're fat. Because you've got a uniform and a badge and a gun. That doesn't give you more rights. You have the same rights as anybody else. And I don't care if you have a badge on or not. I don't care how many uniforms you have. You're going to threaten somebody, they have the right to defend themselves. That's an inalienable right that all human beings have in every country. That's something you can't take that away. You can't take away self-defense away from people. Just because you're a cop means you can't harass me? Really? How many stories have we talked about cops harassing citizens and then killing them? And we can't rise up against that? What, are you kidding me? We don't have the right to defend ourselves against these bad cops? What, are you kidding me? What, are you kidding me? What the hell kind of country is this? A provision of the Gun Control Act of 1968, codified at 18 U.S.C. subparagraph 925 D3. Oh, my God. Subparagraph. Yeah, sub this. How about that? Prohibits the importation of firearms that are not, in quotations now, generally recognized as particularly... God almighty, why do they have to put that word? But can we take that word out of the English language? Because I can't pronounce it. Recognize as particularly, Jesus God almighty, even when I say it slow, I still can't spit it out. Suitable for or readily adaptable to sporting purposes. Excuse me. Miss Feinstein, God damn it, would you wake up? Adaptable to sporting purposes. The Constitution has nothing to do. The Second Amendment has nothing to do with sporting. It's not a sport. Defending yourself from the government is not sport. Do you understand the Second Amendment, Ms. Feinstein? No, you don't. Why are you talking about this? Why are you in our government? How could you possibly be in our government, knowing full well that you have no goddamn clue what this Constitution is about? Adaptable to sporting purposes. The Second Amendment has nothing to do with sporting purposes. Let me tell you something, Ms. Feinstein. Let me tell you something, liberals. That Second Amendment has nothing to do with hunting. Nothing. Has nothing to do with sport. Nothing. There's no hunting about it. And self-defense, well, in a roundabout way, yeah, you do have the right to defend yourself about an intruder coming in, but that's not why the Second Amendment's in the Constitution, because you can defend yourself with anything. You don't need a gun to defend yourself. Makes it a lot easier, but you don't need one. The Second Amendment is not in there for sport. It's not in there for hunting. It's not in there for target practice. It's not in there for home intrusion. It's in there for government intrusion. When a government is taking away our rights, our liberties, our freedoms, our way of life, our quality of life, when they have taken total control over our lives, our way of thought, that's why the Second Amendment is in the Constitution. It's so the American people have the right to rise up against people like you, Ms. Feinstein. Learn the goddamn document before you talk about it. Will you please? I'm sick and tired of having to talk about this crap. God damn it. Now I'm cussing like a freaking madman. I knew this was going to happen today. This is unacceptable. I just barely got into the second freaking paragraph, and we got a whole bunch more to go here. I don't know if we're ever going to make it. In recent years, this bimbo goes on to say, however, importers of firearms have taken advantage of ATF's interpretation of the sporting purposes. See, she's upset because, well, what they do is the ATF had said something about, well, you can have this gun and that gun and this and that and everything else. So they bring them over, and then when they come over here, then they re-outfit them and fit them so they can get a bigger magazine and blah, 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 blah. She doesn't like that. See, she doesn't want the American citizens to have more than one round, like we did in the Civil War and the Revolutionary War. You get one round and a musket. It takes you almost 2 minutes to reload again if you haven't been shot. This is what she wants. It's okay for the cops and the government, the EPA. They can have machine guns, but not the citizens. The citizens aren't allowed to defend themselves from the government. Again, Ms. Feinstein, that's the whole purpose of the Second Amendment. There is no other purpose. There's only one purpose in the Second Amendment. One purpose and one purpose only. If the liberals out there listening, that Second Amendment isn't there for one reason and one reason only, and that Second Amendment's going to save your ass one day, so shut the hell up and pay attention. That Second Amendment is in the Constitution for one reason and one reason only. And that is, so the American people have the right to uprise against their government if it has ever turned tyrannical. Well, this government is tyrannical. We are authorized by our Constitution right now to uprise and defend ourselves against you, Ms. Feinstein, against you, law enforcement. We do have that right. And we would be well within our legal rights for doing so. I'm trying to stop this from happening. But you cops and you government officials aren't listening to this program, obviously. You certainly don't have any idea what the hell this Constitution is about. That's also equally obvious. I'm just letting you know what's going to happen. I do have a very clever way of seeing the future. What I lack in intelligence, I more than make up for in wisdom. Psychology is really simple. Think about it. How would you feel being harassed every day? What would you do? Eventually, you get put into a position. You go into survival mode. All human beings, all animals, when they are confronted, especially by 10 cops with guns pointing at them, they do go in survival mode. Now, the only thing this guy had was a makeshift cave under a rock of where he was living, and he had a knife. It's going to happen, cops and government. American people are going to win. You can kill the American, but you cannot kill the American spirit. That you will not.
ever take from us. You've got it from the Democrats. Well, they've realized that all your little hope and change policies aren't exactly what they were billed out to be. They're coming back on our side. We have more people on our side than we have than you have on yours. Freedom will reign. R-A-I-N. You're going to get wet, cops. You're going to get wet, government. I don't feel sorry for you. Back off. In 1998, the Department of Treasury, which then housed the ATF. Why would the Treasury have anything to do with the ATF? This is your government. This is your government. These are intelligent people that are going to put the ATF in with the Treasury. And these same sons of bitches wonder why our country is bankrupt? Hello? Wakey-wakey time. Smell that? Yeah. That's called coffee. Time to start sipping, huh? Son of a bitch. Many semi-automatic firearms on the market today. Well, let me tell you something, Miss Feinstein. Pistols are semi-automatic. If it's a revolver, it's a semi-automatic. It's a pistol with a magazine. It's a semi-automatic. This is to her assault rifle, assault pistols. Semi-automatic! That's all they hear, semi-automatic. Yeah, so? A lot of weapons are semi-automatic. Many semi-automatic firearms on the market today do not have military origin, but are modeled closely after military firearms. So, these military-style firearms are not prohibited under the current import ban, even though they are functionally equivalent to prohibit rifles with a military... What the hell is she talking about? Why are we even on this? In addition, the Treasury Department's 1998 guidance allows foreign-made firearms to be imported into the United States without military features, even though these firearms have the capacity to fire multiple times in quick succession. Ooh, quick succession. Yeah. That is to knock down more government and law enforcement officials that are tyrannizing us. That's what that's for, Ms. Feinstein. This is our protection. You're trying to take away our right to protect ourselves. And in the meantime, you're taking away one of our only resources we have to defend ourselves from you. And you don't like it, Ms. Feinstein. Well, we don't like what you're doing. We like our rights. We like our freedom. And when people like you take it away from us, yeah, we do get a little uppity. We do stand up and fight back. Simple psychology, woman. Happens in every country, not just the United States. Human beings. I don't understand that. They're the citizens. We're the government officials. We make the laws. No, the law was already made in the Constitution. Bill of Rights were ratified in 1791, December 15th. They've been around a lot longer than you, Ms. Feinstein. Free Americans like it. We like our freedom. We like our Constitution. It's in there for a reason, to protect us from you. Well, you don't like that because we have protection. And how can you gain total control over us if we have protection? So that's what this is. This is the law enforcement. This is the government. This is what they're doing. This is what they're doing to you, to us, to the country, to the founding principles of this country. This country is going to go into another war. We're going to get into a civil war. It's just the way it's going to happen. I don't want it. We can't afford it. We don't need it. And we can stop it. But I'm sorry, government, law enforcement, this is all on you. You're starting this war, and we're going to end it. So if you don't want a war, then don't start one. Start having a little more respect for us so we can then again give our respect back to you. We want to. I got my respect right here. Got it right here. Sits on my desk. Right here. I'm looking at it. If you want any of it, you're going to have to earn it. You don't deserve it. You don't get it. It's collecting dust. So you might want to hurry up. Letter goes on to say now, again, as a result of the Treasury Department's, which I still don't get that, why, how the Treasury Department got stuck with the ATF. 1968. Jesus God. That's probably Johnson. Well, I can't remember exactly when he went. I think, when did Nixon go in? Actually, 69 or did he go in 68? Doesn't really matter. Point is, it's government. You're going to put the ATF in with the Treasury. As a result of the Treasury Department's unnecessarily restrictive interpretation of the sporting purposes test, this woman has no freaking clue what the hell she's talking about. I mean, this is pathetic. Imports of military-style weapons have increased dramatically in recent years, helping to fuel deadly gun violence along the southwest border in neighborly Mexico. Yeah, Fast and Furious. You ever hear of that, Miss Feinstein? According to the data obtained by the Commerce Department and the International Trade Commission, and analyzed by the Center for Public Integrity. I mean, get the hell out of here. 2.96 million rifles and handguns were imported into the United States in 2009, more than double the 1.32 million firearms imported in 2005. And what's the problem with that, Ms. Feinstein? Huh? Oh, that's right. You can't take control over us if we have defense mechanisms. In January of this year, Russia's Kalashnikov gun maker announced that it plans to sell in the United States up to 200,000 rifles and shotguns, many of which are designed K-47 assault rifles. Oh. She had an AK-47. But then she realized after she was looking like a hypocrite, she had it melted down and into a cross and gave it to the Pope. I think she was the one that did that. Gabby Giffords, I think she did something like that too. The only reason why they did it is because they look like hypocrites. Because their base doesn't like guns. They had a gun, and they were taking pictures. Gabby Giffords, everybody, saw rifles. Dianne Feinstein, there's several pictures of her shooting guns. I mean, these people are just, they just flat do not understand the issue. Ms. Feinstein, I'm sorry, sweetheart. You don't understand the issue here. You got no business talking about it. You have no business whatsoever having any kind of conversation on this matter. Why you wrote this letter, I mean, it's this letter is, first of all, it's garbage, and we still got a lot more to go. It's garbage. You don't understand the Second Amendment. You don't understand the Constitution. You do not understand your role as a government official, as a senator. An analysis by the Violence Policy Center. Oh God, how many different centers and institutes and agencies do we need? Violence Policy Center. What are you, policy, a violent policy? You want to create more violent policies, or is this? These people, they just go around and they see policies that they deem as violent and they try to put an end to them.
Well, your people are going to see violence. You're not going to have a choice. The American people are going to be forced to defend themselves. And again, it's not going to be the hood rats in Chicago and Detroit and New York and Miami and Los Angeles. It's not going to be those guys. It's not going to be those criminals. This is going to be the American citizen, the farmer, the construction worker, the nurse, the waitress. That's who's going to be at war. You're going to give them no choice. You can't keep doing this to the American people. Our rights and our freedoms and our liberties are far too important to us. They're important to you, Ms. Feinstein. Can't take away any of your rights, but you can certainly take away ours. Not to have a confrontation of any kind? Look, I don't want to see this war. I'm talking about this because I'm trying to put an end to it. We don't need to go down this road, but we will go down this road. Not can or may, but will. I don't think you law enforcement folks and you government folks quite understand the full magnitude of this situation, but one day you will. American people understand it. We're tired of having our rights and liberties taken away from us. And if the courts aren't going to give it back to us, we're going to have to take it back. And if it means that the American people are going to use what you would call extreme measures, well, then that's what they're going to do. Again, this is just simple human psychology. This isn't a call for war. This isn't a battle cry. This isn't a call for a riot. This is a call to put an end to the war. We're already at war. We don't need to turn this into a bloody and violent war, which it will be. And it will be. You do not need that much power, cops. You do not need that much power, government. American people were fine when they had freedom. I don't remember the government. I don't remember the American people being so awful when they had freedom. I remember having freedom. I liked it. But that's just me. An analysis by the Violence Policy Center found that more than 700 Romanian AK-47 variant rifles were identified in 134 federal gun trafficking prosecutions involving illegal smuggling from the United States to Mexico.
Ooh.
So what is Barack Obama going to do with his pen? Huh, sweetie? How are you going to stop the black market? By a pen. Could you do that for us, sweetheart? Huh, sweetie? What's he going to do? Wow, smuggling weapons into the United States is now illegal. Oh, okay, I guess the smugglers are going to not smuggle any more weapons into the United States because Barack Obama wrote an executive order and signed it with his magic pen. I mean, do these people have any concept of what the hell it is that they're even talking about? No, they don't. Again, Ms. Feinstein, if you're going to write a letter like this, first of all, this letter is garbage. If you were to give, if I was your college professor and you wrote this, you handed this letter in, you would get a big fat F. Matter of fact, I would fail you for the entire course. Then you would bring a piece of crap like this to my desk and expect me to read it and grade it? Yeah, here's your grade, F. You also failed the entire course. You're an idiot. Learn what the Second Amendment is in the Constitution for before you write stupid letters like this. Before you get yourself involved in any kind of goddamn conversation regarding the Second Amendment, learn why the Second Amendment is in the Constitution. Learn the Constitution. Read it. Do you understand it, sweetheart? Huh? Obviously you don't. And now we have to suffer because of your incompetence? No more. No more. Why should the American people have to continue suffering for the government's incompetence? The law enforcement's incompetence. Why should we have to continue suffering? We don't have to continue suffering. And we're not going to continue to suffer. We're going to fight you. Enough is enough. Back off. For example, one imported Romanian AK firearm, AK-47, the WASR-10, the Wasser-10, the Wasser-10 was carefully designed to exploit the sporting purposes test and has become a favorite of gun traffickers that profit by arming Mexican drug trafficking organizations. No, our Justice Department does that. It's called Fast and Furious, Ms. Feinstein. Were you paying attention in 2009, 2010? No, you weren't. The importer of the Wasser 10, I don't know how do you pronounce this, Wasser, W-A-S-R. The Wasser 10, Century International Arms, circumvents, like this government doesn't circumvent the Constitution. Well, they can do that. Well, see, they won an election. Oh, my God, I can't believe I looked at the time here. We're going to finish this letter. I thought we were going to get through a whole lot more, but we'll get to it tomorrow, but this stuff is important. God damn it. I can't begin to tell you how important this stuff is. This stuff is real. This stuff isn't in the planning phases. This is in the execution phase. And if we don't rise up, stand up, say no, block these bullies, and they are bullies. Ms. Feinstein, you're a bully. We stand up to bullies. That's what being an American is all about. We stand up to bullies. We always have and we always will. Now we got a man-child president in mom jeans who should be standing up to Putin, but he doesn't know how and he can't. He put us in a position where we don't have any choice. We have no way of standing up to this guy. What are we going to do? We fire on him, guess what happens? We're now in a huge, huge war. We can't afford that. But we're also going to have another war in this country. Government, law enforcement. If you do not pay attention, you do not back off of us, you do not have the right to shoot us. You do not have the right to throw us in jail because we don't give you our name and you have no probable cause to even approach us. Learn to respect us, and we will more than gladly respect and appreciate you. Right now, we don't respect you. We don't appreciate you because you do not respect us, and you obviously do not appreciate us. You want to end. You want to put an end to this, cops. You want to put an end to this government. You need to look in the mirror. That's where your problem is, right there in the mirror. Then think for just a second. What have you been professing? What kind of laws have you been trying to implement? Any of them take away any kind of rights, liberties, freedoms? Don't give me this in the name of self-defense or national security. No. Let me explain something to you there, libs. We're Americans. We stand up to tyranny. We stand up to terrorism. We don't give in to tyranny or terrorism. We don't give up one right, one liberty, one freedom for one terrorist. We don't give up one right, one liberty, one freedom for one government official, for one law enforcement official. We don't care what's in their government handbooks or their law enforcement handbooks. Whatever's in your stupid little cop book is not in the Constitution. That's my handbook. I follow the Constitution. I will not follow your stupid cop book. I will not follow your stupid senator book. I follow the Constitution. And if you can't follow it, find another place to live. We don't need people like you in this country. There's plenty of tyrannical countries out there that you can move to. Go be a tyrant there. Don't be a tyrant here. We do not give up any rights, liberties, or freedoms for national security, period. Because if we were to give up our rights, liberties, and freedoms for national security, one, we wouldn't have any rights, liberties, or freedoms. Two, we wouldn't have national security. We stand up to this. That's what we do. We're American citizens. We are Americans. We believe in freedom. We do not allow you cops and you government officials to run roughshod over us. We are not your peasants. We are not your subjects. You people actually work for us. So if you want to keep your job, do your job. Next, she goes on, and we're going to finish this. We've got 11 minutes. We're going to get it. There's good stuff in here. Next, the weapon is disassembled, and American-made parts are added to make the weapon American-made. Ooh, she doesn't like that. The magazine well is also modified to accept higher capacity ammunition magazines. Why are they so afraid about a couple extra bullets? They're afraid. They know what's going to happen. They know the American people aren't going to stand for this any longer. They know the American people are going to rise up. That's why we've got Homeland Security out there buying up all the weapons, buying up all the ammunition, buying up all the food supplies. FEMA's out there doing it now. They know what's going to happen. They know that their tyrannical policies that they've been implementing for many years, not just Barack Obama, but Barack Obama put it into overdrive. I mean, this guy just went hog wild with it. Well, they know it. They know that the American people are not going to stand for this, so they're going to do everything they can to protect themselves, not protect the American people, which is their job, which is their purpose for being in government. No, they're there to protect themselves, not the American people. The American people are just – look, the American people are just the voters, okay? They vote what we tell them to vote for. And if they don't, well, then we throw them in jail. Finally, which it's not really finally. I mean, this dumb broad goes on for hours. Finally, assault features, which would be illegal if added to a foreign-made weapon. Why is she so concerned with all this? What is this pin going to do? Okay, so you have a so-called assault rifle being smuggled into the United States. It's okay for our Justice Department to smuggle drugs into Mexico and then try to blame it on the Tea Party and the Koch brothers, and nobody loses their job, and we don't have a right to call our government on this stuff? We're the extremists? We're the terrorists because we're calling our government out on the violations, the criminal activity that our government is doing, and we're the extremists. What else can we do here? Bombs have repeatedly found in the arsenals of top drug kingpins and their associates. For example, at least one Wasser 10 was used in May 2008 to kill eight police officers in Mexico. Okay, what does that have to do with the United States? What the hell does that... What does that have to do? So what did they kill in Mexico? So we got to worry about all the weapons being smuggled into Mexico now. We don't have enough problems in our own country. We got to worry about Mexico? Let's tell you something, the Mexican government is run by the Mexican drug cartels. There's nobody in Mexico that isn't corrupt. So this example, sweetheart, that you're using here with Mexico is just irrelevant. It's moot. Jesus God, woman. Can you do a little homework before you talk about things you know nothing about? What the hell? What is this? An analysis conducted by the Center for Public Integrity found that over the last 4 years, the Wasser 10 rifles comprised more than 17% of the firearms recovered at Mexican crime scenes. Who cares? So what? Oh, they could trace them back to the United States. Yeah, our Justice Department. It's called Fast and Furious, Miss Feinstein. What the hell is this woman? I mean, God damn it. Now, this is the last part, and then that's going to be it. We urge the ATF close the loopholes that allow importation of military-style weapons into the United States. Okay, sweetheart, again, The ATF to close loopholes. The ATF does not make policy. Okay? They're not the EPA. They can't make policy. Sweetheart, that's your job, is to make policy, not the ATF. The ATF cannot close loopholes. That's your job. As a member of Congress, you idiot. You're an idiot. Ms. Feinstein, there's no other word but idiot. You don't understand the Second Amendment. You don't understand the fact that our government was the one smuggling drugs into Mexico. It wouldn't be a bit surprised if our government wasn't smuggling drugs from Mexico into the United States. She obviously does not understand how a government works. Sweetheart, you're a member of Congress. You make the policy, not the ATF. Jesus Christ, woman. My God, I mean, is there anybody? See, this is what we need. We need some kind of civilian oversight, something. I mean, when we have people in our government who have no clue what our Constitution is about, have no clue how our government operates, they should not be in government. They should have to take a test. And if you fail it, I'm sorry, but you're out. I don't care how many stupid elections you stole to get to this position. You're an idiot. You have no business being a leader in this country. You're fired. Shut up and get out. This is what she wants done. I'm going to try to get through this. Prohibit importation of all semi-automatic rifles that can accept or be converted to a magazine or into the capacity of having a magazine having more than 10 rounds. Can't have more than 10 rounds. Why are they so concerned with having 10 rounds? Huh? They don't want you to defend yourself against them. That's why you're not allowed to have anything more than 10 rounds. No one needs 10 bullets to kill a deer. That's right. We don't need 10 bullets to kill a deer. We need 10 bullets to kill you for trying to kill us. That's what we need those 10 bullets for, Mr. Cuomo. Jesus Christ, what the hell is the matter with you people? Stop pushing us, will you please? The American people can't take this anymore. I'm doing everything I can. I get on these airways every day, and I talk to you people every single frickin' day to stop. I'm warning you. I'm warning you, government. I'm warning you, law enforcement. These people, the American people, are not going to stand for this anymore. I'm not calling for a war. I'm calling for peace. I'm calling for a truce. But it starts with you, law enforcement. It starts with you, government. It starts with you. You have instigated this. You started this. And we're going to finish it if you don't stop it. Now stop it. Prohibit the practice of importing assault rifles in parts and then being constructed in the United States. See, they don't like that. Well, don't you think that there are some people in this country that are metal workers? I've worked with metal. You're going to try to put it into this. You're going to find people in the United States who are going to be able to make guns. The point is this, Ms. Feinstein. The point is this, law enforcement. The American people are going to find a way to fight you back. We can't be tyrannized any longer. That's not what this country is about. That's not what this country is for. This country is for everybody on planet friggin' Earth, you idiots. This is the last free zone on planet Earth. Well, it used to be. We're not free anymore. For Christ's sakes, Canada's even freer than we are now. That's pathetic. In Canada, you can't say offensive words. There's no such thing as free speech in Canada. There used to be in the United States. Remember when you were allowed to say things and then not be persecuted for it? Remember those days? Well, those days are long gone. Can't have that, and you can't tell the government about it either. You can't bitch about it, because if you bitch about it, well, then we're going to throw you in jail. You're an extremist. The president now has signed an executive order that if the government deems you, the Treasury Department deems you to be a threat, not whether you've had due process, not whether you've had a chance to give your case in front of a judge and jury. Oh, no. We suspect that you're a terrorist, so you go to jail. Well, that means anybody. That means you. That could be you. That could be me. Absolutely friggin' pathetic. Well, we got to turn this ship around and get back into port here. Appreciate everybody listening here today. We will see you back here tomorrow morning at 10. What we missed today, we will more than definitely make up tomorrow. It may take us all week to cover this stuff, but we're going to do it. So thanks again for listening. We will see you back here tomorrow morning at 10. Goodbye, everybody.